been so long since we had a GOP presidential candidates debate that you probably forgot we'd already had 19 of them, right? Or maybe you didn't. We're about to have the 20th, by the way. All four of them, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich, will get on stage for the debate in Mesa, Arizona. The latest poll numbers from CNN show former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the lead in Arizona with about 36% of likely voters. Meanwhile, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum has 32%. Paul Atkinson joins us now, reporter for KJZZ in Arizona, and he's been speaking to voters there. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, obviously, from the outside looking in to Arizona, one would think that immigration is the number one topic there, and it must be a pretty, at least part of the debate going on between voters.
Immigration is on the mind of many people, not all people in Arizona. I went to a more socially conservative city here, not far from where the debate's being held in Mesa, and talked to voters about what it is they wanted the candidates to address in the debate tonight. I was surprised that illegal immigration was not mentioned as frequently as you would think, considering how much Arizona has been in the spotlight over immigration, SB 1070, the past couple years. One voter I talked to, Aaron LeBlanc, he's had enough with what the federal government hasn't done with immigration. Here's what he had to say.
One thing I really believe that they should be talking about is the immigration in America, the constant overflow of illegal immigrants into the United States. Illegal immigrants are just getting all these benefits, and the U.S. citizens are getting screwed over.
Now, one of the benefits that LeBlanc mentioned was the fact that he believes illegal immigrants are coming to America, going to the hospitals here, getting free health care. Hospitals have to accept anyone who shows up. But there is that perception among many people that illegal immigrants are a drain on the economy. And in Arizona, that's been behind a lot of laws in this state that are considered anti-immigration.
Although it's not necessarily statistically the case. You know, one has to assume that in Arizona, which has seen a great deal of depreciation in the housing values, which has seen obviously high unemployment like anywhere else, that the economy is also really on people's minds. But is that what's motivating primary voters?
It is. It is. Talking to pollsters also with the voters that I talked to yesterday in this one restaurant in Gilbert, which is about 5 miles from the Mesa Arts Center where the debate's going to be held tonight, the number one issue that people said, it's kind of like what President Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. Jobs, housing, gas prices, even the cost of health care. Terry Ray, he's a retired probation officer, and he wants to see this issue addressed specifically.
My biggest concern, like most other people's, is the economy. You know, what are we really doing to fix the problem? What we see is that while everything keeps going up, primarily that one of the biggest things is health care costs and all those kind of things for the average person.
We're speaking hang on 1 second. Let me reintroduce you here. This is Paul Atkinson, reporter for KJZZ in Arizona, where they'll have the 20th GOP presidential debate tonight in Mesa, Arizona. You know, Paul, I got to ask you, many of these talking points that have been playing, you know, you've been hearing from the candidates all around the country lately about women's health, about contraception, about religion especially. Is that also on the minds of voters there in Arizona?
Not necessarily.
So these social issues?
Social issues did not come up one bit. In fact, I talked to a voter, Susan Pomfret, who said that's the one thing she does not want to hear presidential candidates talk about.
Well, I think that there's too much emphasis on the social issues. In fact, it's kind of gotten out of control. It reminds me of the idea of narrow fiddling while Rome burns.
And she's a conservative, Paul?
Not quite conservative. She did indicate that she may be a little bit more moderate than most. But for her and many others, conservatives said this as well, that the focus needs to be on the economy. It needs to be on jobs. And in a state like Arizona, where we still have an unemployment rate hovering around 9%, where the housing crisis, the majority of people who have home loans are upside down on those loans, meaning that my house, my neighbor's house, is worth less than what we owe on those loans. So the economy is a huge issue in this state.
But what sets Arizona apart? I mean, is there something that could make the voting go differently there than it has other places, maybe a larger turnout?
Not necessarily. What's interesting, and it's not just here in Arizona, the primary next week, Super Tuesday, 10 states will be voting. This is the last presidential debate. I talked to the CNN Washington, D.C. bureau chief, who's the executive producer of this debate tonight, Sam Feist. He said this will likely be the last Republican primary presidential debate of the year, and this could really help sway voters in the 10 primary states next week, including Michigan, where there's a lot on the line. And for those who haven't made up their minds, and he was saying, if you've looked at who has led over the year, it's been a yo-yo, up and down, up and down. We've had Rick Perry, we've had Michelle Bachmann, we've had Newt Gingrich go up.
Herman Cain.
And so with Rick Santorum surging, and he was in Arizona yesterday, and he had a very big crowd cheering him on. And sure, he talked about some of the social conservative issues, but he really did hammer on fiscal policy, hoping to attract voters who haven't heard as much about that from him or are unaware of that part of his record yet.
President Obama says, I'm going to give you the right to health care. Just give me your money, give me your freedom, and we will provide for you. When the government gives you rights, they can take those rights away.
That is Rick Santorum there speaking in Phoenix yesterday. Well, let's just ask you the question straight out then, Paul. Do you think we'll get a big turnout on Tuesday in Arizona?
Oh, in Arizona, for sure, because there is no one dominant candidate. Mitt Romney had been the front runner. Latest polling shows that Santorum's only a few points behind. So what you're going to see in talking to pollsters is with the nomination on the line, with no clear-cut winner right now, it's going to turn more people to come out to vote if they haven't voted already in early voting.
Paul Atkinson, reporter for KJZZ in Arizona. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome, Celeste.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.